In sport and leadership, we demand performance from our teams, our athletes, and from ourselves. But here's the truth. Most people will upgrade their car, book an overseas trip, or buy the latest gear before they invest in their own mindset, clarity, or growth. In this episode, I'm calling that out. Because if you want to lead better, perform better, and show up at your best, the first investment has to be you. Let's talk about what that looks like and why it matters now more than ever. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Be your best, you must invest in yourself. If you want to change those things that happen in your life that you don't enjoy, if you want to get your health to where you want it to be, if you want to achieve that little level of performance that you know you're capable of, to hit that level of consistency that you've seen glimpses of but just haven't been able to get to, you just have to invest in yourself. I was just having a think about this the other day because I've watched people, some of them I've coached before, some of them they've expressed an interest and they've eventually said to me, oh, well, I'm either not going to go any further or they just won't get started with me, not because I don't want to do it, but because they can't afford it, which is fine. But so many of those same people, a few months down the track, are then buying a new car, going on an overseas trip with their whole family, which are great if that's what you want. But that's not being able to afford it. That's just making different choices. And I get it. I've been there. I did all the things. I bought the car. I went on the overseas trip. The difference was, at the same time, I was also investing in myself. Because it's got to be part of it if you want to hit your best. I watch one person in particular that I know quite well go on a pattern of falling a hole. Next overseas trip, either planned or put in place, have the trip, come back on a bit of a high, pretty good for maybe a month or so, and then start to go downhill and then repeat the pattern sort of every 6 months or so. And again, that's fine if that's what you want to do. I've done it myself. I did it for a long time in my corporate career, just going, okay, I've got to make some changes and then I might get a pay rise or something might change or just enough just to keep me interested. I did that for so many years until I invested in myself and then everything changed. Funnily enough, the investment in myself meant my corporate career absolutely thrived in the next 5 years and I earned so much more than I'd been earning. So it pays you back. That's the other thing. And the business owners that I've worked with, I see them thriving. They've either, the business that they're in is the right business for them and they're absolutely on a huge upward trajectory. Or what they've worked out is they're in the wrong area and now they're back into alignment with what they should be doing and they will build into something extremely impressive and that money will come back to them because they've worked on themselves, because they've removed the blocks, they've got rid of those things that just don't need to be in there. Their thinking, the emotions that come up, the relationships that they tolerate, the situations that they put up with that they shouldn't, and they stop the overgiving. One of the things when I first wanted to change my life, but I used to hear from my very first mentor, this is before I started working with him, he talked about needing to have a mentor. He talked about needing to invest in yourself. And those things used to make me cringe because my relationship with money was that I couldn't afford that. My relationship with money was that that's going to seem to other people as craziness. And I was so worried about what other people would think. And there was probably a subconscious pattern of I'm not worthy of spending that money on myself. And on some days I couldn't face listening to him because I just listened to all his audio, all talking about the same stuff. But the other days I just knew I needed to do it. And the moment he said, I've got this going on, come to my workshop, I'm like, I'm there. And then I faced those same battles at the workshop. Part of me knew I was already going to sign up with him. But part of me also was having that conversation in my head going, is this a scam? Like, have I been tricked? Am I going to lose all my money? All of these feelings of lack and my shitty relationship with money. But at the end, I just knew it was something I had to do. I'd heard enough. I'd listened to this again and again. I knew I needed to change. And when I went up to the front of the room, because there was an offer on the day, which there often is at these sort of events, and I wanted to have the discount. It was significant. And I said to him, look, I want to do this, but I'm going to have a conversation with my wife. I want to be able to do that. And yeah, because in a relationship, we make decisions that are significant investments. Now, I look back at that and go, well, it wasn't a significant investment through the way I look at life now, but it was at the time. And he said, well, why do you want to do this? And it was one of those moments that was like, the words came out of my mouth involuntarily. Like I just said it before I'd even had a chance to think. And it was like, because I'm sick of being mediocre. And it even surprised me when I said it. I got tingles all over now because it was like such a defining moment. Sometimes your heart knows better than your head. And it was like my whole heart and soul had completely bypassed my brain before I talked myself out of it. But they were the words that came out. Now, mediocre was not how my life was, but that's obviously what was happening at a subconscious level, that I was feeling mediocre, that I was feeling not good enough, that I was feeling so inadequate in so many different areas. And I wanted to be better. So with those words coming out of my mouth, I was like, all right, I'm in for this. Now, being a sports fan, watching my team is really important. Do it every week, live, at the game if it's a home game. And as fate would have it, as I got home and I spoke to my wife, I'm like, this is what I went to, this is what I want to do. And she said, well, we need to have a conversation about this. And I said, well, yeah, absolutely. And she said, yeah, but, you know, like, we've got the rest of our weekend's busy, you've got the footy on next, you're going to want to watch that. And I said, you know what, fuck the footy. Now, I had her attention because I would never say that, not for anything. Like, I've snuck watching games at all sorts of events, which hasn't necessarily led me in the most popular place with some of the people in my family, but it's what passion does to you sometimes. You get a bit crazy. But I had her attention. And so we did. We sat down and talked about what this was, what this could be, how much I believed in needing this, and we came to the agreement that, yeah, let's do it. Let's invest in us. Let's take this punt on us. And what's transpired and unfolded in our life since then? No amount of money in the world could offer me to go back and not make that decision. Because as a family, we've never been happier. My health it hasn't been this good since I was a teenager. And maybe given that my mental and emotional health is so much better, maybe it's better. Physically, not quite back to that teenage level of fitness, but we're working on it. And again, it's a choice. Those people that said no and decided to buy a car and decided to buy a holiday, it's absolutely fine. I'm not here to say you're doing the wrong thing. What I am saying is if you want to get results and you want to be where you want to be in a shorter period of time, get furthest the fastest, then you just got to invest in yourself. And I used to listen to people who had spent 10 years, 20 years doing the work on themselves say, you can do it yourself. But how much time have you got? Well, you can come and work with someone like me and it'll fast track it. And it just has. And every time I've worked with someone, it's like accelerated. At one point, I remember saying to one of my coaches, going, it feels like my life is accelerating faster than I can keep up. Not out of control. It felt amazing. But I kept learning new things. I kept breaking through old patterns. I kept just having more and more solutions show up. Phenomenal. I've chilled myself out a bit and slowed down a bit, but still, like the changes keep coming. And sometimes it doesn't feel like it's the best thing, but I always make sure I've got someone in my corner that helps me to be able to move past it. So I think I asked in a previous episode, if not now, when? If not me, then who? Because it doesn't have to be me. If you're here listening to this, then my want for you is that you find someone that you can invest in that's going to help you on the journey. And if it was me, I'd be honored to have that conversation with you and see if it's something I can help you with. I might not be able to. And if that's the case, I'd be honest about that and steer you in the right direction as well. Because I've got a massive network of people that I know who I can help in all sorts of different ways. But if it is something I can help with and you like the way I operate, well then you can look at options and make an adult decision, but you won't get any pressure. But this is what I know. And I've tiptoed around it, and a lot of my coaching journey, and like I haven't talked directly about this, because I've got to be honest, there's probably a little bit of ego going, oh, is that too direct? Is it gonna feel like I'm being too full of myself? And it's like, no, it's just the truth. It's the truth, and I know it's the truth, and it's why I have invested, and I won't go into detail, but I thousands and thousands of dollars in myself in new ways to learn, in new ways to move past old stuff, to continue to receive coaching, to go and see things like I've mentioned, kinesiologists, to naturopaths, to whatever else it is, to help me continue to up-level. And not every investment has given me exactly what I thought I wanted at the time, but it's always moved me to a better place. Because it doesn't always happen exactly how you think it's going to be. That's not life. Sometimes you've got to navigate around different things to get to the other side. And I've got to be honest, I've invested big money with people and come out the other side being like going, wow, that was the best money I've ever spent. But I've also invested big money in people and come out the other side going, I've been ripped off here. But only to then a year or two or three down the track realize how much I'd got out of that time and just how much I needed that, or I couldn't be where I am now. So if there's a fear of investing in yourself, that's the first bit of work. Why would you have a fear of investing in you? If you worry about what other people think, how long are you going to worry about that? How long are you going to hold yourself back because you're concerned about what someone else thinks about the decisions you're making? And I've got to be honest, there'll be people that'll come at you. There'll be people who'll go, what are you doing? Like, why have you changed? Why are you different? But what they'll also have is a level of respect for you, because they'll see you doing things that they wish they could and they're not able to. So they don't always understand and they don't always know how to react, but the respect will come. Because growth and high performance and being your best, it can sometimes mirror back to other people what they're not doing. So they can sometimes feel, I actually had someone saying, oh, I feel like you're judging me. No, not judging at all. I'm judging you because I'm trying to improve myself. No way. It's your own journey. As this is. Like, if you're just happy to keep listening to this podcast, I thank you. And I'm so appreciative that you do, because the more people that do allow me to get in front of more people. And if that's all you ever do, that's fantastic as well. There's been plenty of people that I've listened to and I continue to listen to and I won't invest in, and that's fine. But if you know you're ready, if you know you are meant for more, and if what I talk about resonates, then at least have a conversation. Send me a message. Like one of my coaches said before I signed up with them, was like, don't make a decision until you find out what it is that we're going to work on. Before you have a conversation and find out what it's all about, before you get an experience – of what it's about, because that's something that I will absolutely do before I get anyone to invest, is I'll give them an experience. And if they like it, great, here's some options. And if they don't, that's absolutely fine as well. You're an adult, you'll make adult decisions, put your big boy pants on and or big girl pants on and make that decision. Now, that felt like a bit of a rant today, but this is the truth of it. Thank you for listening, as always. I'll see you on the next one. For those that are ready for a conversation, for someone who has walked your path previously, that has made all the mistakes, that has learned along the way, and that has a reputation of being trustworthy with people's lives, then let's chat. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport Is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.